Now the U.S. president has accused China and the European Union of manipulating their currencies and interest rates. Donald Trump has threatened to slap all imports from China with high tariffs. Trump reiterated his views that China's trade surplus with the U.S. amounts to unfair trading practices. Beijing accuses Washington of fabricating justifications for its trade actions. China says the U.S. trade war has become the biggest confidence killer for the global economy. Trump announced a series of tariffs, which are mostly aimed at China, in March and then implemented them shortly afterward. He even refused to extend exemptions that had been in place for Europe, Canada, and Mexico. Joining us out of Mexico City now is Mr. David Barkin, author and professor of economics. Hello, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, Professor, my question to you, Donald Trump is obviously under the impression that if you have more goods coming in from any country than you have going to that country, it's somehow unfair. Is this really how global economy works?
Yeah, that's his very peculiar blinded side view of the way the world works. It's quite different if you look at it from the point of view of the way in which it's affecting the welfare of people, both in the United States and around the world.
And what about this accusation? It's not the first time we've heard it. We heard it as far as back in his campaign speech that China is manipulating its currency. Is that true or false? And why do you think it is or is not?
In a world in which there are such enormous capital flows going in all directions, all countries have relatively little scope for manipulating their currencies. The United States, in this moment, is experimenting a serious appreciation of its currency. Which means that the United States, ironically, is finding it more difficult to export products, and American consumers and the American industry are finding it cheaper to import products. As a result of that, that's affecting currencies in China. That's affecting currencies all over the world. Whether China is manipulating its currency isn't as much, I think, an issue as the way in which U.S. government economic policies are affecting the relative value of the dollar vis-a-vis other currencies around the world. The appreciation of the dollar has very, very severe consequences for increasing the cost of living in the United States. And that in itself is leading to a change in the relative value of currencies around the world.
I want to thank you for joining us and your perspective, Professor David Barkin, author and professor of economics, joining us out of Mexico City.